Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting second. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting third. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting fourth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting fifth. The DH, Pete Lockhock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting seventh. The first baseman, George Scott. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Freddie Potek. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Rich Gale. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Mike Hargrove. Batting second. The center fielder, Jim Norris. Batting third. The right fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting fourth. The DH, Andre Thornton. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Toby Hara. Batting sixth. The catcher, Ron Hasse. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Del Alston. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Dwayne Kuiper. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Tom Verizer. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Eric Wilkins. And now, play ball. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett strikes out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 2-0, Indians. Toby Hara is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hara is hit by the pitch. Ron Hasse is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hasse hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hara moves to second. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hara scores. Hasse moves to second. It's 3-0, Indians. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott takes first base on ball four. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 3-2, Indians. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is hit by the pitch. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-1 in the game. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer strikes out. One out. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-1 in the game. Norris hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-1 in the game. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hargrove scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Brett for the out. One out. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Otis takes first base on ball four. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis moves to second. Dan Spillner now pitching. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. Bonds takes first base on ball 4. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Porter and he is out, White applying the tag. One out. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. Two outs. Ted Cox pinch hits for Toby Hara. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox takes first base on ball 4. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a ball on the ground towards first. Scott scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hassey for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Ted Cox now playing third base. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Scott hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kuiper fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Alston bunts towards the mound. Gale fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-1 in the game. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-1 in the game. Verizer hits a pop-up towards first. Scott settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0-for-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Potek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Verizer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson bunts towards the mound. Spilner fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Hassey and he is out, Verizer applying the tag. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Hargrove hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-2 in the game. Norris bunts towards the mound. Gale fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Gale. Hargrove moves to third. Norris moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds is walked intentionally. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Thornton hits a pop-up towards short. Potek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cox strikes out. Two outs. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hassey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Wilson. Hassey reaches second base with a double. Hargrove scores. Norris scores. Bonds goes all the way around to score. Three runs are unearned. It's 6-2, Indians. Steve Mingori now pitching. Del Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Alston takes first base on ball 4. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Hassey. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Hassey steals third. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 0-for-2 in the game. Kuiper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hassey scores. Alston moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 7-2, Indians. Eduardo Rodriguez now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0 for 2 in the game. Verizer takes first base on ball 4. Kuiper moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Cox juggles the ball. That's an error on Cox. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Porter hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0 for 2 in the game. Lockhock hits a fly ball into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Norris settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0 for 2 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. Bonds hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Andre Thornton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thornton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Thornton strikes out. 2 outs. Ted Cox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cox is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cox hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott strikes out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. White hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hargrove settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Freddie Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Potek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Ron Hassey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hassey is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Hassey hits a fly ball into left field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dell Alston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alston is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Alston hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Alston. The throw from Porter and he is out. Potek applying the tag. Two outs. Dwayne Kuiper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kuiper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kuiper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive towards short. Verizer reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0-for-3 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Brett reaches second base with a double. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Otis hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brett scores. It's 7-3, Indians. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Otis. The throw from Hassie and he is safe. Otis steals second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Porter strikes out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-for-3 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Victor Cruz now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-3 in the game. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Alston. Cowens reaches second base with a double. Lockhock moves to third. George Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Scott strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 4. The Indians will come to bat. Al Roboski now pitching. Tom Verizer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verizer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Verizer is hit by the pitch. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Verizer moves to second. Mike Hargrove is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hargrove is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hargrove takes first base on ball 4. Jim Norris is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norris is 0-for-3 in the game. Norris hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Roboski fields it and throws to third for the out. Hargrove moves to second. One out. Dan Quisenberry now pitching. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jamie Quirk pinch hits for Frank White. Jamie Quirk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quirk hits a pop-up towards short. Verizer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Steve Braun pinch hits for Freddie Potek. Steve Braun is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Braun hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cruz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hassie for a passed ball. Wilson moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Alston settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.